Joining me now from Israel is Aaron. Aaron, welcome back. Thanks for joining us at 4:42 a.m. Israel time.
Pleasure to be with you, Brandon.
Where are you tonight or this morning?
I am in Jerusalem, and we are blowing the shofar, just like our brother who we just watched. That's what he's doing. He's blowing the shofar. He's warning people of things to come. And I heard him talk about the gas, what happened in under the Baltic Sea with these three explosions, incredible ramifications. And it's going to, I believe, affect us here in Israel, because before the war started, Europe purchased 40% gas from Russia. After the war started, it went down to 9%, and now, Brandon, it is at 0%. In other words, Europe are no longer able to purchase gas from Russia. And where are they going to be turning? They're already turning to us here in Israel, and Putin is not happy with Israel. In fact, the last few days, on our border, up in the Golan Heights, Brandon, the Russians and the Syrian Air Force have been flying back and forward, right on our border. What are they doing? Are they just enjoying the view? Are they just having a picnic lunch while they're up there? No. They are sending a message, and this is quite alarming to our military.
Okay, Russia and what other country?
And Syria.
So Russia and Syria are just flying right on your Syria.
Right on our border.
The Syrian-Russian border, or the Syrian-Israel border.
Correct.
Okay. So this is very interesting, because I wonder if this helps to set up the Ezekiel 38-39 scenario. We've been pontificating about that. That these nations come for Israel's treasure. We've always wondered, what is Israel's treasure? Is it gold hidden somewhere that maybe was brought out of Egypt and made its way there to Israel and has been there the whole time hidden? Is it oil? Is it silver or gold in the Dead Sea there on the bottom? Or is it natural gas? Maybe it's all the above, but natural gas is going to sure play a big role now, right?
You know, I for the last 10, 15 years, as I've been reading reports under our ground in the lowlands of Israel, it is reported we have the same quantity of oil as Saudi Arabia has. We haven't tapped into it, but that's the estimation. And I for the last, as I say, 10 to 15 years, I was always thinking that these spoils are going to one day be the oil under our ground. But the way things are shaping up, I don't like to make predictions, it could be the gas, because the other thing is, off the Mediterranean coast, Israel has discovered a new source, or a fresh source, of gas, along with what we've already discovered 20, 25 years ago. Now, Hezbollah, who are situated in southern Lebanon on our northern border, they are threatening us, along with Russia, and in the past, along with Turkey, not to touch that gas. But we are going to tap into it. We are going to touch it. We found it. We believe it's ours. So it could well be what you say, Brandon. Could be gas.
Wow. Now, out in the Mediterranean, how far out? Are you in international waters? Or are you still within your borders?
Well, this is the disputed thing. We claim that it's within our borders. And of course, that's what most of the fighting, even back to the times of Abraham and the disputes over the water, over the wells and borders, that's what it's all about. Where are the borders? Are the international borders reputable, or are we in our right to say, no, this is within our borders? So this is disputable, but we are claiming that it's within our borders.
What I'm also noticing tonight, the Jerusalem Post, Russia's ambassador to U.S. warns against potential nuclear conflict. How concerned are you guys tonight about America and Russia and China going to war?
Yeah, it is very concerning. I read a story when Vladimir Putin was about 6 years old. In his home where he grew up, he cornered a rat. He was chasing a rat. He cornered a rat. The rat realized it was cornered, and it jumped out and attacked Putin's face and scratched his face. And the moral of that story is, what will Putin do if he feels cornered or humiliated? And we are not taking his threats as a bluff. We are very, very concerned. The other thing, I don't know if the previous speaker mentioned this, but it is reported that Putin, apart from calling up at least 300,000 people to reserve duty, he has ordered a massive amount of iodine pills.
Yes, yes.
So you did hear that.
Yes.
And apparently,
which tells you, which for those who don't know, I think the iodine is again to protect your thyroid and other things in a nuclear blast.
Yeah, this is also very concerning. So yeah, we are concerned. Our leaders are not saying too much. We don't want to feed it. We don't want to make nonsense of it, but I can tell you, it is a big concern. We are definitely, the shofar is blowing.
Well, wouldn't it be interesting if Israel strikes Iran, China goes after Taiwan, Russia does something nuclear. I mean, you could have this whole thing blowing up, then you could add in North Korea with what they've got. I mean, this whole thing could come unraveled very, very quickly at many, many levels, a convergence of massive things. And I mention that because new study being reported at Israel 365 says that nearly half of Israelis agree Iran nuke sites should be attacked even without U.S. support.
Yeah, it's a constant major issue in our news. And I would have...
Wait a minute. You're saying on your nightly news in Israel, it's a regular topic of striking Iran?
I wouldn't say nightly, but it's regularly in our news. Not only our previous prime minister, but our current prime minister and our defense minister, Benny Gantz, are constantly on the attack talking about, we will not sit back and let it happen, that them becoming nuclear empowered. A few months ago, when your president, or rather your leader, Joe Biden, came to visit here, and then on top of that, the B-52 bombers, the American B-52 bombers that are flying in the region. What are they doing here? Flying. On top of that, Israel purchasing four of these B-52 bombers that also enables our jets to refuel in the air. What is happening? What's the picture being painted? So it's a regular topic in our news. And normally Israel doesn't verbally go on the attack, especially on things like this. But even our current prime minister, who's considered a bit of a liberal, even he is talking about it. And we got our elections coming up in 40 something days, and so the timing, our analysts are saying that perhaps we will wait, if something is going to go down, we will wait until after the elections. Don't know.
So are you telling me that within the next, let's say, 3 months, Israel's going to likely do something about this problem with Iran? Or are we going to be 6 months, a year out, and still talking about it?
So a year ago, we were talking about it just as much as we're talking about it now, Brandon. Benjamin Netanyahu talked about the time bomb ticking away. Our experts, they know a lot more than you and I. So I don't know the major factors that they are taking into place here. I know that there have been a number of attacks against some of the nuclear scientists and physicists, as well as attacks into the cyber element of these nuclear sites, trying to infiltrate within the sites to pull down. We did this a number of years ago where we...
It was called Stuxnet. Stuxnet.
Correct. Exactly. So there are efforts in that field as well. I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this in closing. What about the freedom fighters, the young people that are rising up, saying no to the ladies to the hijab, they're saying no to Sharia, to Islamic law. They're tired of the dictator. What do you make of that? Are you guys following that in Israel?
We certainly are. And again, if we go back to the prime ministership of Benjamin Netanyahu, when other rebellions rose up in Iran, and believe me, this is not the first time that it's happened in Iran. The problem is, it doesn't matter what the cause, no matter how justified that the people of Iran feel, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard are absolute merciless. They have a zero tolerance and they're very loyal to the Iranian government and to the butcher, the president of Iran. So we, Benjamin Netanyahu, even sent messages to the Iranian people when he was the prime minister, saying, we are with you, we are supporting you. He tried to, kind of steal the hearts, which is what King Absalom did to the people. So we are watching it very carefully. And, it reminds me in 1978, when there was the Iraq-Iran war, our prime minister at the time, Menachem Begin, was asked, Mr. Begin, what is your comments on the Iranian, the Iraq war? And with tongue in cheek, because he had a bit of a sense of humor, he said, I wish both sides the very best. And so we don't want to see people getting killed is what is happening. We want to see that Iranian regime come down, but it's going to take something pretty serious to happen.
Yeah. Give your website, Aaron.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. You'll see on the screen, everyone, in very small print next to my name, lighttothenationsministry.com. You can see my email there as well if you're interested in supporting the ministry, if you're interested in coming on a tour to Israel. The gates are open. And the tourists are flocking.
Lighttothenationsministry.com.
Correct.
Lighttothenationsministry.com. And you can go to Israel and Aaron can be your tour guide. Right, Aaron?
I would love to be. I have a group of about 53 from Minneapolis, Minnesota arriving tomorrow. We're going to be starting a 9-day tour. And
well, that's my old stomping ground. And I have a lot of listeners up there. So you have a chance, mention that you're on with Brandon House on Lindell TV and see if any of them know me and let me know, because a group that size, there's bound to be a couple that certainly know who we are and follow us, because we used to hold some of our biggest conferences up there for 25 plus years.
That's good to know, Brandon. I will definitely mention that.
And tell them that we greet the folks from Minneapolis that are now in Israel.
I sure will. Or as they say, you betcha.
You betcha. All right, folks, this will be a great tour guide for you. Take down the name of his ministry, his website, plan your trip, get a hold of him, and this guy will help you plan your whole trip. Even if they, let's say a group of a family or a group of 10, 15, 20 want to go, they contact you, you'll help organize everything, right?
Absolutely. Everything, hotels, flights, itinerary, everything.
And so let's say a family, say a dad wants to take all of his kids and grandkids. Let's say there's a group of 5 or 6, 7, 8, 10 of them. I bet you take families that are 2, 3 generations, don't you?
Absolutely. Singles, couples, families, churches, synagogues. I've guided shamans, Jewish witch doctors. I've guided Buddhists, you name it. We
all
can
right.
Tailor-make the tour, whatever suits you.
Absolutely. And share the gospel with them while you're at it.
Amen. Absolutely.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate your being with us.
Thanks, Brennan. A pleasure. God bless. And Shana Tova, Happy New Year. And God bless America.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron checking in tonight from Israel. Before we go tonight, look, folks, how do we do all this? We're listener supported. One way you can support us is by going to my foundation, wvwfoundation.com. I don't know if you've got the mailing address there, Logan. But my Worldview Weekend Foundation is committed to using technology in my broadcast to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. So you can just simply make a contribution at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You can also find our mailing address there. You can make a contribution over the phone as well, 901-468-9357. Sure appreciate your support. The other way you can support us is by going here to MyPillow.com. The biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history, as low as $29.98. The most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, as low as $19.88. Now, please use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. The most comfortable mattress topper you'll have. We've also got this big MyPillow's biggest bath sale ever, three-piece towel set. That come down as low as $19.98. We also have the robes down there as low as $89.98 with promo code B66. You save, we get credit. The slippers down as low as $49.98. All of these make great Christmas gifts as well. So again, make sure you think about going to MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, and so much more. You can also go over to MyStore.com. They have the My Coffee there. They also have the coffee pods there, as you see. They have a lot of other products by American entrepreneurs. I hope you'll check it out. MyStore.com is what it's called. And be sure to use that promo code B66. You get credit. We get credit. You get savings. Then you can go to my website, WVWTVStore.com, WVWTVStore.com. Click on emergency supplies. Got 9 pallets in the other day. 9 pallets. And you can do a 1 year, 4 week, 72-hour test kit, 6 month, 3 month. If you want to do, I would say, 2 years or more, you can save money by calling, because we'll cut you a deal on postage, on shipping, I should say. When you order a 2 year supply or more, we'll cut you a deal on the shipping. And you can use that number, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, folks, I know gas prices, inflation, a lot of concerns, but folks, our bills keep coming in, and yet we keep rolling out the free programming. You go to my website, wvwtvstore.com, you'll see that I have lots of my programs there for free, but I spend thousands of dollars a month on my website at wvwtv.com paying for the bandwidth for you to watch it all. So please support what we're doing in one of the ways that I've mentioned. We appreciate it. It's all a part of our big general operating budget to keep all of this going. Supporting me, my work, my shows, my website, as well as Lindell TV. We're all working together, as you know. It takes all of us to get this done. Thank you for your support. Delta, someone took her outside for the night, so she says goodnight as well. Thanks for watching. We appreciate your support. Take care.